Deb Tribe on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Since 6 o'clock this morning, we've been running a straw poll on extending South Australia's container deposit legislation, as has been floated by our Environment Minister, David Spears. And it's fair to say, overwhelmingly, you are saying yes. Our Minister joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Deb. How are you?
Well, thank you. Now, we've had a lot of text traffic on this. There have been two emphatic no's and about 100 emphatic yeses. So can you tell us, please, what you are floating as a proposal?
So we are looking at modernising a whole range of the aspects of the container deposit scheme. The scheme has been incredibly successful, brought in 1977. To put that into perspective, Victoria will bring theirs in 2023, so they're just catching up. But in some ways, we're a bit of a victim of our own success. The system has become quite outdated, so we're going to be looking at two aspects of it. One being the governance of the container deposit scheme, how it is administered. Many of your listeners won't really care as long as it works, but we're really going to try and modernise that. We want to bring in opportunities for new technology, so like reverse vending machines, so it wouldn't just be drop-off at the local Scout depot, although that would remain a big part of it, but there could also be vending machines in car parks and things like that, where you you could drop off your bottles and cans and get some money back and potentially use that as a way to donate to local charities as well. And then finally, we are looking, as your poll has foreshadowed, we are looking at the scope of the system and asking how we can make it more consistent across a whole range of beverage items, because in fact it's really inconsistent at the moment. It's quite random in some ways, and if your listeners knew how nuanced it is, they'd be quite shocked with 1 litre of fruit juice being excluded from 10 cents, but 1 litre of sugary juice included. And so it just needs a good overhaul from that point of view. And as part of that, probably the biggest headline would be that we are looking at bringing wine bottles on.
That's right. And look, a few themes have been emerging on the text line, Minister. One of those is that smashed bottles actually contaminate the recycling system. Is that the case?
Yes, so I think a lot of people think when they drop their bottles into the yellow recycling bin at curbside, they're doing a good thing, and that goes through the recycling system. Now, that's half right. It is definitely much better than putting it in the landfill bin, but most of those bottles do break. They bump up against each other in the bin, then they go into the truck, and they hit each other and break, and then the truck crushes them, and more of them break again. So the majority do break in transit. Now, they still get recycled. They go into usually road base. They're ground down to build roads and construction materials. So they do go through the system and get turned into something better. But they don't go back into glass. They don't go back into bottles. So there's no circularity there. There's no further job creation, no economic benefit. So that obviously doesn't happen to bottles that go through the local depot. They're sorted properly and you get your 10 cents. The main driver for this for us is not litter reduction anymore. That's not really a problem with wine bottles. It's actually that circular economy and pushing those wine bottles round and round and round the system.
So could you look at a separate bottle recycling system?
So a curbside bin that just was for glass.
Yes,
look, that would be incredibly expensive. It would be a huge impost on the natural environment in terms of creating a bin. Bins are so expensive to produce. It would be an extra pickup, so there's a lot of fuel and costs associated with that, just from a carbon emissions point of view, never mind anything else. Other jurisdictions have looked at a fourth bin. That is a tricky option and one that we are ruling out.
And in, Minister, also, you're looking at an increase from 10 cents. A point was made that when the 5-cent deposit was brought in way back when, it was quite a large percentage of the cost price of the item. Now it's only 10 cents. Would you look at increasing that to 20 or perhaps 50 cents?
No, we're not looking at an increase at this stage. That might be something we did in a, you know, we'd leave the door open maybe in a decade's time to do that. But we think 10 cents from, we've done pretty intense modelling around this. We think in terms of behavioural change, the 10 cents, the 10 cents works. And it's about, we think the trigger point is to get more people to do this. And we do have the highest return rates in the nation, so we are doing very well. But to get, we sit at about 76% of all items with the 10 cents returns coming back. That's actually really huge. But we think we can drive that higher by making it more accessible. So it's not necessarily the 20 cents. It's having a reverse vending machine down in the car park of the local shopping centre where people can take the kids after school to drop a few cans and bottles in and get some pocket money. So it's accessibility rather than cost.
Well, I'd have to say it's a winner on the text line, Environment Minister David Speirs. So good luck with it. And the only other thing I would say that's coming through on the text line is please look at takeaway food and cigarette butts as well. But I'm sure that that's always on the agenda. But thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Dave. Thank you.
Environment Minister David Speirs, and thank you for your many, many texts this morning on that issue.